Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's a show.
All right, it's a show live. GA and Sparky.
God Flash.
Hi, this is your friendly neighborhood aspiring Olympian Skeletor, and it's a show roving reporter, Cassie Haresh. In honor of Canada Day and the 4th of July celebrations in America, and of course, those still mourning from the Bennifer split. Come on, Cassie. Hold it together. You're about to experience an exclusive behind-the-scenes listen to Morty A. Peeker and his merry band of explosive junkies from the infamous Black Vault's Pyro Crew prepare to create a noisy picture in the sky.
All right, boys.
So what's the order in these ones now?
So warning shots right there. After that's gone off, we'll wait a couple minutes. Then we'll light these two big boys off. And wait a couple seconds, and then we'll light this one off to this one.
All right, we'll let Vern take that. Okay.
Yeah, it's right here.
The fuse is right there.
Right here.
Oh, right there.
Head to the outside. That's 8 shots each. Then we'll head to here. Len will start off. That's only 3 shots. So as soon as he lights that one off, you can light that one.
Okay.
You'll lead it. And then we'll watch over there. Then we'll hit this. And then we'll come back over here. I'm going to move this one lighter. And then back and forth. Until...
That one, boom.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a cake going there. What about behind it?
You hit that cake. Yeah. And then we hit this cake. And then you hit that. And then we'll hit that. You have to poop? Now's a good time. Okay, and then again, let's just, we get into a flow right here, right?
Yep.
So now we can count it. Oh, we got a cake there, we got a cake there.
So same thing, right, Keith?
Yeah.
In the cake?
In the cake. We'll just lead the sequence when we get to here.
Constant flow.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys, stars in the show, guys.
This is what all the blood, sweat, and fun is all about. Try to hang on to all your fingers and let's have a good show.
It's 5-2.
Yeah, it's like that few, that's warning.
Do you want
a lighter?
You get a lighter, Len?
I got a lighter.
Go for it.
What? I got my earplugs in.
I said, go ahead.
Yeah, light it. Heads up. All right. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah, get your headlamps on, guys. All right, fire watch.
Yeah, I'm going
back. Good luck. You guys ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's blow some shit up.
Oh, I did break this clock.
This clock is broken.
Looks like yo, a new clock.
See? Oh, here it is. There, hang on. The battery fell out. Hang on.
Can you hear that?
I can hear it.
Like sands through the hourglass. These are the moments of our lives ticking away. I can't stand this clock sound. I gotta get rid of this thing. I'm gonna put it in the closet. Hang on.
That's right. We have a closet. Take that, America.
Hello.
Yes, I'm out of the closet.
Oh, jeez. Isn't it Pride Week?
They allowed gay marriage all over North America now.
Things really went to town when I was away for a week and a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I may be the only guy who doesn't have the rainbow stripe on my Facebook, but I don't know how to do it. That's
no.
why.
Well,
nobody asked me. Nobody told me. I'm not sure how to do it. Otherwise, I'm sure I would.
I'm sure you would too.
Okay. Sparky.
Just getting comfy.
We got a brand new home with the same crappy squeaky mic stand.
There's a couch. I might as well take advantage of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live. Stop it now.
Sorry.
Are you fixed?
I need a...
You are so high maintenance. I forgot some, how high maintenance.
We need to do some renovations to our new home.
I got 7% on my iPad, so this could go well. And the cord is just 4 inches too short to reach me at the desk.
Is anyone else sweating, or is it just me?
I'm sweating!
I decided to sweep the garage before we came over here on a 33-degree day, and I was pouring sweat. The lady thought I was going to rob the place downstairs, I think. And since it is a casino, it was a little concerning, I'm sure.
We are at the Jackpot Casino in downtown Red Deer, Alberta.
I am so pumped, Sparky. This deal came together at the 11th hour.
I don't know how you did it, but we already got a key to the joint.
We got a key to the joint from the owner's wife, no less, and she's a beautiful lady.
We have a shelf in the closet.
Our connection, Adam Danes, of the legendary Danes family of Central Alberta, cleaned out a shelf. We have our own shelf. We're going steady for sure. This is a serious relationship we've got with our new home.
Is this his actual office?
This is Adam's office. And what is his title? It says he is... Adam Danes on his business card.
Because he literally said, this is your space. Do whatever you want with it. I mean, we have a printer. We've got vests.
We got vests. Very fancy dealer vests. I feel bad now. We started taping and Adam flew to coop. He went to hang up a sticky note that said,
do not disturb. Yeah, on air.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. A cameo appearance from Adam Danes.
How you doing,
Greg? Let's get this in. Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
We were just saying how amazing this is going to be at our new home, the Jackpot Casino. We're upstairs in the office. And the reason being is because there's a renovation planned for the It's a Showroom. It's a showroom, like a Vegas-style showroom, like Sinatra days with candles on the tables, intimate lighting and all that. Can you imagine the possibilities?
Cannot.
Of all our superstar guest star friends performing live in there?
And yeah, and then people coming on to the show in person rather than phone.
Yes, I'm sick of the phone.
the data plan and long distance is out the window.
I keep getting messages from Telus. You are 95% over your bill. It's going to cost you $10 a minute. What? Let's formally start this juggernaut of a broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
It's a Show.
It's a Show is a production of Sloan Baxter, SloanBaxter.com. If Walter Mitty was a creative director for a Madison Avenue creative agency, that agency would be Sloan Baxter. He gets weirder and weirder every time. Chief Hark, I don't know where he comes up with this crap. At AT Sloan Baxter, if you want to find him on Twitter. And he's good at the Twitter. That's his forte. Let's do a social media update brought to you by our pals at OpenHighway.com, shall we? Your customers are already sharing their good times at your business on social media. It is time to let Open Highway show you how to tap into your customers' brand experiences and generate excitement for your brand, making social sharing fun and profitable for your business. We got to talk to Adam Danes. Remind me, we got to talk to Adam about Open Highway because that could put him over the top at the jackpot. This could be the secret to his success. Time for a big shout out to our friends at Caesars Entertainment who came through for us and provided Sparky and Cassie with a sky high experience on the Las Vegas High Roller Ferris Wheel at the Link Vegas. You can find them online, Caesars.com. It's the world's tallest Ferris wheel, apparently, and we're going to find out more about it. But first, let's talk to Sparky as he safely returned from his LA and Vegas experience. Before we get to Vegas, how was LA for you?
LA was fantastic. The traffic was ridiculous, and I used all of my data on the first night trying to get to Dodger Stadium, but we got there. The game was pretty cool. The fans are really loving their team down there.
Who are the Dodgers playing?
The Giants, and they did not win.
Dodgers didn't win.
Did not win. No, the Giants won. But we had firework night. It was a good Friday night. It was fun. I loved it.
Hot?
I think it's hotter here than it was in LA. LA is more seasonal to our summers, I would say. It's bearable. Lots of traffic, lots of smog. LAX, though, have you ever been?
Yep.
Confusing. Mm-hmm. Confusing airport. And that was it.
That was it. That was your whole adventure. Okay.
I don't know. Baseball. It's baseball. They
like, how crappy were your seats? How high were you?
They weren't too bad. They were $25 seats, and they were pretty, pretty decent. I was pleasantly pleased.
Because I was plugging away on the website today, because we're going to see the Mariners in August. And, you know, first of all, I put in any seat, any price, best available or whatever. Yeah. And I was paying $600 for us. So then I rejigged that, and for $20... It looks like fairly decent seats.
I would totally sit in those seats again. The beer cost, you got a budget for that.
How much?
That's a little bit.
$10 a shot.
$18 for a giant size.
$18.
I think it's one size fits all, I think. And then
$18.
I wanted some, you know, ballpark concession, but the lineups were out of the world. So I was like, no.
So what time did you get there? Was it already in progress?
We got there fairly early because we didn't know where exactly it was. It was just off Sunset.
Right.
We parked, no problem. We got into the ballpark at least 2 hours before the first pitch. But guess who was there? Because it was a special night. It was LBGT night.
Perfect.
Lance Bass was there.
Well, he's the LB of the GT.
Nice. I see what you did there. Lance Bass of NSYNC, in case people don't know who he is. The Simpson characters were there.
Yeah.
Like Marge, Homer, Bart, Lisa.
That's ridiculous.
Was there a Maggie? I don't remember. I don't think there was a Maggie. And no, it was good. And then the next 2 days we went to Disneyland. Did Disneyland, the actual park Disneyland, on Saturday. Then went back on Sunday for California Adventure. Rode the Cars ride for the first time. That was pretty sweet. We did all the rides, and I loved every...
I thought the Cars ride was like six and under.
No. No. There are rides for the children, but loved every single minute of Disneyland. Loved it 100%. The parade, the characters, the whole nine yards. I could go there and just sit there all day. I love it.
Yeah, because it's the happiest place on earth.
And
you just feel happy.
In Cars Land, but in the whole California Adventure Land, they have beer for sale, and you can mosey around with beer in your hand. It really is the happiest place on earth.
Disney's the new Vegas.
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is your friendly neighborhood aspiring Olympian Skeletor, and it's a show roving reporter, Cassie Haresh. And to celebrate Canada's 148th birthday and America's Independence Day, here comes part two of Peeker and the Pyro Crew.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's light him up. I got some candles. So far, so good. Back here, watch out. Ooh, one went sideways. Holy shit. Okay, light that one. Light that one. Okay, light it. Holy sh... Okay. Yeah, light it. Good timing. Nice. Jeez! Okay, hit yours. Peace! Christ! Woohoo! Holy shit!
One at a time?
Yeah. Yeah, hit it. Okay, hit it. Not quite the ending we wanted, but here comes that. I bow to you.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Are we okay over there, Vern?
Yeah, looks good over here.
Oh, man. That was wild, eh?
Yeah. Great show, boys.
I may have to change my shorts.
I gotta tell you a little bit of a detour. My friend lost the rental car key in progress of a Disneyland ride on Sunday night.
So you had the loose shorts on.
And my passport and extra essentials were in the backpack in the trunk. And now we've lost the car key, which was parked on level Donald 7E, for the record.
Uh-oh.
So we took a $20 cab ride back to the hotel with the worst Wi-Fi on the face of the planet.
Oh, no.
So that was fine and dandy. My friend paid for it, as he should have. Unfortunately for him, he had a $200 towing charge because they had to tow the car back from Disneyland to LAX, which is easily an hour and then some away.
Oh, God. Why can't they get the tow guy to come?
If you're keeping score, that means we have to go back to LAX because we needed a new car. So we get on a shuttle at 7 a.m. the next day. We go to LAX. We actually, that was not that bad. It was only about an hour via the shuttle. And the shuttle guy was, there was a semi-incident in the airport, and they had to shut down the freeway, and it was a big scene. So we get to the rental car place, and they're like, would you like a convertible, or would you like a Mercedes? My friend picked the Mercedes.
What?
Right?
He's in LA. This guy, you stop going on trips with this guy.
I'm kind of, yeah. There's another story behind that. But anyways, we get to Vegas, no problem. It was 100 degrees. I had fun, and we'll talk about Vegas more. But moral of the story, always keep your keys where you can find them. Because the next day, Disneyland found the key.
Oh, man.
I don't know where it was, but they found it.
Oh, my. So did it fall out of his shorts on the ride?
It must have. It must have fell out somewhere.
Oh, my God. I've never heard such a tragic story.
But then
so you made him eat the 200.
Not my problem. He lost the key. If it was my responsibility.
Buddies forever. If you and I went, we would probably have to split it. Because I would feel too bad letting you eat the 200.
We kind of, no. I would be like, no, I lost the key.
You're an idiot.
This is me.
This is an idiot tax.
Because I would put it on a lanyard and put that around my neck, and then it would never get lost ever, ever,
ever. End of story. So anyways. How was the Mercedes, by the way?
All hype, no.
Germans.
Yeah. It wasn't anything special. Like, it was average.
They're not a great ride, to be honest.
We had a little Mazda four-door car before we got the Mercedes. So I
can tell you, you're Americanized after the week you say Mazda. Like, seriously, what was that all about?
Speaking of American, I'm loving the Canadian beer.
Oh, thanks to Adam at the Jackpot Casino, we are consuming some nice draft stuff. Beer on a sizzling, smoking hot day. It's hotter than L.A. here.
Who knew? It might even be, I was going to say it might be hotter than Vegas, but Vegas is a different heat. That's desert heat.
Okay, let's go to Vegas and go to your first clip. This is Sparky's Road Tour Adventure in Las Vegas. It's late at night, and he's all by himself.
Don't mind me, I'm just trying to fish out a couple of $1 bills from my fat stacks because I won $200 earlier today, in case you didn't know. It's kind of a big deal for me because I'm poor. And I decided that I would go to the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil show, which I 100% would recommend if you love Michael Jackson and his music and you like the Cirque du Soleil business. That is a great show, a little bit on the pricey side, but a great show at Mandalay Bay, so check that out. Also where I won my $200, just saying. So now it's like quarter after one, I'm a little drunk, and I need you now. Not you, but I want to leave my machine because it's really not giving me anything, except that, you know, the machine knows when I'm almost going to lose, and then it bumps me up back to my starting point, which is good. So anyways, my mission in life is to go sit beside someone who is attractive and maybe small talk as we play the slots. Because now that I'm tanned, I look extra great. Thank you, Southern California sun. And now I must shut this off, because this looks weird. Okay, bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sparky, bearing his soul, Las Vegas.
That's like 2:30 a.m., Sparky. Probably a few Bud Lights, maybe a few Long Island iced teas. Because, you know, after a while, the beer, you know, it's time to move on.
Okay, speaking of moving on, did you move on from your travel partner? Did he fly the coop? Is he gone? Is he out? Or is he there with you?
I don't know. In Vegas or what?
Yeah, in Vegas.
He was in bed, I swear, every night in Vegas. We were there for 3 nights, in bed by midnight, I would say. I roll in at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and I'm having a time. I loved it. I loved being all by myself and just doing my thing and just sitting at the machines. And I small talked with a couple strangers. One lady wanted a couple bucks for me because I was winning so good.
Winning so good. So winning, well.
So well.
I think we should change your nickname from Sparky to Ace. Because you're such a high roller over there, Ace. So what was the highlight? And you better say hot pants. Otherwise, you know, this could get ugly.
Well, we're going to get to the hot pants report. There's something about Vegas that the ladies feel they need to dress up to the nines. And hot pants is one of them. And I was a little distracted by the black outfit.
Like a tasteful one or a...
Classy. Yeah, classy hot pants.
Classy hot pants. Classy Cassie hot pants. There you go.
So the highlight not only was the high roller, which we're going to get to in just a few seconds, but there's also a couple of shows that I took in. But I would say that the cherry on top of the whole experience was watching the sunset on the high roller over Vegas with Cassie hot pants. And let's go to the first clip.
It's a show, roving reporters on the scene. I'm Sparky, and I'm with the one and only Cassie Hot Pants. Hello, Cassie.
Hi, hi. It's nice to see you here.
You know what? The booze cart at the High Roller is going past us, and I think G-Fark missed something with that booking.
Does he not remember who we are, or did he just miss that memo? Because it's leaving, and we're not on it.
So, from what I understand, as long as you're in that cart, the booze is all you can drink until you're back. And I think it's a half-hour Ferris wheel ride. I know it's not a Ferris wheel, but that's what I'm going to call it.
They call it the happiest half-hour. I saw that in the brochure. So, we'll see.
Just days ago, I was on the Mickey and Friends or whatever that Ferris wheel. Have you been to California Adventureland?
No, never been.
So I'm on this Ferris wheel, and we wait a long time to get on said Ferris wheel that has rocking cabins. So we get on this thing. It has several malfunctions. We actually don't really move a lot. And then we actually never did a full complete circle. So I feel ripped off, but I think we've got the granddaddy of wheels at The Link in Las Vegas. Are you excited as I am?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, the buildup is immense. So I'm ready. I'm ready to get in the ball.
So I'm going to take some photos, and then we're going to board safely and casually, I'm sure. And then we'll discuss more because that's what we do.
Okay, so you're on this machine, this giant Ferris wheel. Is it like a cabin style? Like, are you sitting there in a face-to-face with a cocktail table in the middle in a bucket? Or how does it work?
The cabin is almost as big as this room.
Oh,
maybe not quite as big.
God,
there's like a couple of bench seating, but otherwise,
so it's like a tram car.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can walk around. You can do whatever you want. I don't know what that was. And look out the window. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us. 2, 3, 6.
Who six are people. All these people?
Hot Pants, myself, the assistant, whatever GFAR calls them, and three other tourists.
Oh, okay. So you were like, you didn't have a private dining car. You were...
Look, we're not that big of a High Roller.
Seriously.
It took me 10 minutes to get the tickets from the front desk.
And we know why, because you took a picture of the envelope.
Yeah.
What was it? It was show it's a pod or whatever.
It was like show pod or something.
It's a pod crane.
I tried every last name except for yours, because I don't know if yours would have worked down there.
What did G-Fark save you by hooking up with Caesars Entertainment?
$32 a piece.
A pop.
I think. Yeah. Or 30, between 32 and 36 is what I want to say.
And I want to say that he said you could have wine or spirits up there.
Well, there is a booze cart.
Getting hammered up high in the roller coaster of love, or whatever it's called.
The High Roller.
The High Roller.
Connected to The Link.
So The Link. Did you walk through The Link lobby? Was it cool?
Yeah.
It was a pretty cool hotel?
Nice hotel. I took the monorail for the first time as well in Vegas. This is a world of firsts, this trip.
All right. Let's get back to the High Roller and your situation with Cassie Classy Hot Pants.
Okay, we're at the apex. I don't know what that means. That's a big word, Cassie.
It's the top. We're at the top of the circle.
Oh, look at the Bellagio fountains.
It's going off.
Oh, that's... I love the Bellagio fountains. So from our vantage point at the High Roller, just outside the Link, we can see everything from everything on the strip. We can see as far west to, I don't know where is west. We see the mountains. We see east, far east.
Beautiful sunrise that we're experiencing together.
Isn't it sunset?
Oh, I meant sunset.
I mean, it could be the sunrise. I mean, who really knows, right?
What day is it?
What day is it indeed? So what a unique vantage point. I mean, look at those. I can't get over those fountains. Look how amazing it looks from up here.
You are, yeah. I'm amazed at your amazement right now.
And I've seen those hundreds of... Okay, I've seen those three times. I've seen the fountains three times.
Hundreds of times.
I've not been here hundreds of times.
But they do. It does look beautiful up here, though. This is incredible. Like, you never get to see it from up here. And we didn't, you know, no helicopter, but this is the next best thing.
Hey, I'll take this any day. Thanks to our friends at The Link and The High Roller for hooking us up. Thanks to GFAR for providing this apex experience. And I think it's time to take some pictures and take some video and enjoy the view.
I agree. Thank you for doing this with me. It's been a nice experience.
Thanks for taking it. If my face wasn't tanned or burnt from the sun today, I'd be probably blushing.
You are. You still are.
But thanks for taking a chance on meeting a stranger on the street, because I'm like, I'll bring my hat because then you'll know who I am.
He doesn't even wear it, like some kind of creepy dude guy.
It's like 1,000 degrees out there. I am not wearing a hat.
This is why you can't find a girlfriend, because you don't do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, and I did not dress up. You should see Hot Pants and Hot Pants' friend. They are dressed to the nines, and I'm just some schlum trying to stay cool.
We do what we can. You know, I like to bring the fashion up, when usually I'm just wearing hot pants or spandex. I like to wear a dress once in a while, so you're welcome. I tried.
Before we go, before we leave the apex, which I think we're on our descent, what's next in your whole whatever you do trying to go for gold? I'm not quite sure. Like, Peeker says he's from Brandon. Next thing I know, you're from Brandon. Next thing I know, we have a future Olympian on the program and now on staff, apparently. You know there's no pay. Just throw that out there.
So it's just like my regular day job.
Yeah, my day job, too. All work, no perks, except for this. This is a pretty
this
sweet perk.
Lovely perk.
So next on your to-do list of life, what's that looking like?
I'll head back to Phoenix, continue training. This is one of my one real break this summer. I wasn't going to go on any big vacation, so it's nice that I could, within driving distance. So I'm back to the grind, and then I'm going to head... I'm going to come back to Manitoba for a few days, see mom and dad, and then I have some training camps in Calgary, and then I'll finish the summer up in Phoenix, and then I'll be back on the ice in October.
And you do the face-first business, correct?
That's correct, head-first.
That is insanity. From apex to the opposite of apex. I don't know what that means.
I'm just going to leave it. It's for the best.
And I need beer, so we're leaving you now. Goodbye.
Classy Cassie and the one and only Sparks, or Sparks a lot, along with an entourage of a lot of people as ambassadors.
She's a gem, though, that Cassie Hot Pants. We need to keep her on the payroll forever and ever.
Did she try and hold your hand?
No, that's
I heard
all
that
theater.
Rumor. She was trying to hold your hand on the car.
Yeah, she said that, and I said I was blushing, but I was actually sunburned.
Okay, well, you let that one get away. You had one chance, one shot, and, you know... That was an accidental bell, but it should have been a bell anyway.
Can we move on to my other Vegas experiences?
Just stop on the burn for a second. Like the real burn, the sunburn you showed on social media.
Yeah.
Oh, owie.
I'm peeling like a snake right
now. That's unbelievable. So were you in the pool when you got that?
I was in the pool. Yeah, I was in the pool for probably a solid 2 hours. Did I put on sunscreen, kids? Nope, I didn't.
Why wouldn't you put on...
Because I didn't have any. But then I got some.
$13 a can in Vegas. SPF.
So let this be a lesson to you, children. Put on sunscreen at all times.
At all times. We're not kidding around.
Every time. And then always use the aloe vera.
So that's good. And moving forward, we want to talk about Air Canada Rouge.
Before we get to the airline, first night in Vegas, I went to the Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson One show, which I loved. I love Michael Jackson music. Was it as great or as epic of a production as, let's say, Love, the Beatles show? No.
What happens in there?
What do you mean, what happens in there? Like, lots of dancing and jumping around and trampolines and effects. I can't explain the one show. There was some sort of storyline that I did not get at all from the beginning. But, you know, if you're a fan, if you can get the cheap tickets, I was in the back row. Perfect sight.
Yeah.
No complaints. I think I paid about $100.
Yeah.
But let me tell you about Brooks and Dunn and Reba. Did you see any of my pictures?
Only Reba and Brooks and Dunn.
Like, so let's say...
I saw three pictures. Is that how many there
were? No, I took a lot. A lot more. So I was in the orchestra pit.
No way. How much were those then?
We paid a lot.
6,000 bones.
200 plus. But I paid for those back in December. So I was like, okay. I forgot I bought these kind of thing. But the stage, literally, we were two seats in. The stage was right there. Like I could reach out and touch the stage. Kix. Yeah, Kix is the guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Kix Brooks. When he was like standing at the edge of the stage, you could probably smell his feet from the boots.
Yeah.
If they were smelly feet, but they weren't. What a great show, though. A fantastic set design. Lights and effects like you wouldn't believe. Nice video screen. Ronnie Dunn can sing like
he's unbelievable.
He's still on point.
Is he looking a little old for that mop of hair he's still rocking? Like he's got a lot of hair.
His face looks like it's been... Botoxed.
Through the ringer? Oh, did he get...
I don't know. Either that or he doesn't age. Like, he looks exactly the same now as he did 10 years ago.
What about Reba?
Reba looks spot on.
Yeah.
And she knows how to work a crowd. That girl can just... She just stands there. She looks. She engages. She points. She smiles. She, you know, walks the stage.
Oklahomans.
Love it.
Garth Brooks, Reba McEntire, Vince Gill, they're all Oklahomans.
I could not
know how to work the crowd.
I could not stop smiling or singing along, and I'm pretty sure I locked eyes with Reba. Pretty sure she was looking at me. I was singing that girl anthem song, which I love, going out like that. I know it's about the women, but this is a great song. So people ask, so they're together, how does the whole set work? Like, how do they perform? Well, first they opened up. They sang one of their songs together. I forget which one. Then, you know, it was Brooks and Dunn for a couple songs. Then it was Reba for a couple songs. And they came and did a song together. And then, you know, I would give that show a 10 out of 10. Nothing wrong. The only thing I would complain about, $18 beers at Caesar's Palace. Get real.
Seems to be the thing in Vegas, $18 beers.
Did not buy
that. Oh, no, that was Dodger Stadium.
Did not buy that.
You did not buy it.
So I'm not going to buy a beer at Caesar's Palace.
So you went dry. What does a Roman Coke cost?
I don't want to know.
Oh, boy.
Because then I walked to Walgreens on the way back. Big can of Bud Light, $3.
Loving the Walgreens.
Had to get my aloe vera.
Oh, America.
I was thirsty.
Did you get any sunscreen? No.
I did, but it was too late.
Too late. Well, Sparky gave 10 out of 10 to Brooks and Dunn and Reba in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. And a lot of people give 10 out of 10 to It's a Show because we're awesome. It's time for the It's a Show shout-outs. On the national level, we're going to give a shout-out to our pals, the Road Hammers. At the Road Hammers, at the Jason McCoy, at Clayton Bellamy, and Chris Byrne. Apparently, he has no Twitter.
We need to get him hooked up.
Yeah.
He's always that guy.
But you know what? He really showed his personality on those webisodes, those 9 webisodes that are on CMT.ca. He was classic, just like the rest of them. That was a hilarious little series. If you haven't seen it yet, tune it in, CMT.ca. 2015 Juno Award nominee for Country Album of the Year for Wheels. They just played Ciderfest.ca at Puttycombe Farms in Stony Creek, Ontario. They have officially made the big time, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Puttycombe, Stony Plains, wherever that is. Touring Canada in the U.S. this summer, roadhammers.com is their official website for upcoming dates. Their next stop, Elliott Lake, Ontario, 60th anniversary party. And we've been in constant communication with TJ. We got hooked up with TJ through Clay, and looks like we could have a live in-studio performance at the world-famous Jackpot Casino, the new home of It's a Show, downtown Red Deer. That could happen before the end of July.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
And we were going to do repeats this summer. How ridiculous is that? Missed opportunities. Who needs free time and vacation? All right. Renaissance Hotel at Edmonton Airports at Ren Hotel, YEG. More than just a hotel, Renaissance is a lifestyle. Style championing how do you say that?
Championing.
I don't think he spelled it right.
Championing.
Yeah, there's no,
can you just not say that word?
I was on a roll too, man. I had so much momentum.
Speaking of airports, that is a nice airport, the okay. Edmonton Airport.
Showcasing local hotspots and hidden gems conveniently located at Edmonton International Airport. Find them online, renaissanceedmonton.com, for more details. And
I love the Edmonton Airport.
So did you fly out of Edmonton or Calgary?
I flew out of Red Deer via Calgary. The Calgary Airport is the worst. Let's be honest with that.
Why is it the worst? You got all those stuffed horses there and all that, you know?
They're in the middle of expanding, so there's a lot, and it's going to be an exciting place in a couple of years when they're,
so they're,
know,
doing the same thing that YEG just did.
That's correct. Oh. And speaking of expanding and all that stuff, I went to Vegas with my dad and brother, I would say 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years ago.
Yeah, we heard about this.
And I flew out of Vegas on the way back to Red Deer just the other day. And I'm like, I don't remember taking a train to the gate. Yeah. Like, what's all happening here? They also just recently expanded, and that terminal is brand new.
At Hot Pot Studio. Hot Pot Studio Red Deer.
I need to go back.
You want to go back? Because you lost your pottery.
I need to make a replica pottery piece.
Maybe with a Riders logo on it instead of the Eskimos.
No.
Paint a piece of your imagination. Red Deer's favorite paint-your-own pottery studio, 403-342-HOT. That's hotpotstudio.com. Great place to go on a date. It's not their fault that the relationship crumbled.
It was a good day. I loved it. It was
like
fun.
Like a brittle pot out of the kiln.
Want one more thing before we wrap this up? Air Canada Rouge.
A rant by Sparky.
Look, I don't know how the flying thing works, but this is the first time I've flown Air Canada Rouge. Apparently, this is like a division of Air Canada. I don't know how it works. But it's an
imprint. That's what they call it, an imprint.
Ridiculous is what it is. So not only do you don't get any complimentary nuts or pretzels. What's up with that? When I flew to Regina for New Year's Eve, or the New Year's celebration, well, I got free snacks.
Yeah, it's probably sponsored by Regina Tourism because they need some people going to Regina.
And I got free. Who's going to Regina? I got a Coke. Coca-Cola. I got the whole can. I didn't even have to ask. It was great. So anyways, Air Canada Rouge. I'll throw some peanuts or pretzels my way. That'd be great.
How much? What is the cost on that?
And I bought a Captain Spiced Rum on the way down to LA. $6.50 by credit card, which is fine. And but they didn't give me the whole can of Coke. What's up with that?
Yeah, you pay for
it. I'm not
going
to put the whole damn thing in one glass. I'm going to be tipsy LaRue. So on the way back,
that's what I do. I just pour it all in one glass and go for the double.
Also, the Air Canada check-in app, the app on your phone is really confusing because I think I checked in twice and I picked my seat twice and I don't know. Anyways, so I'm in the exit row, so I get a little bit of extra leg room, which is great. Other than that, we're stuffed in there like sardines. But the guy next to me who, through spying on his, you know, you got to fill out that form before you get into Canada, that immigration form or whatever it's called, the border form. And he's from Lethbridge, but he's Dutch. He's from the Netherlands originally.
Awesome.
So he's sitting beside me. I'm in the aisle seat. The drink tray comes by and he wants an orange juice and I want a Coke. Coke with ice. So the, what's the term? The
flight attendant
person guy pours the orange juice for the guy beside me, goes to do the Passover, and what's in my lap? The thing of orange juice. I'm like,
this thing's not going well.
I'm like, I'm tired.
So what did he say?
I did not see that coming because he's French, right? And that's my French accent. I did not see that coming. And then I was like, I laughed a little bit. And then he goes back to the front of the cabin. I'm like,
he's embarrassed.
I've got things in my lap. I'm like, I need some napkins. So I like steal napkins from the cart and I'm like dabbing myself. And the guy beside me apologized. I'm like, well, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
So then the guy comes back, attendant comes back, fixes everyone's drink up. He says, I'm really sorry. Then he moves on. I'm like, I don't even get a free something.
Yeah. Because they're not empowered. They're not empowered to give you a free Coke.
Give me a free Captain Morgan.
Yeah, why?
That would have made every ounce of difference to me.
Absolutely. Every ounce of difference. That was good. I caught that whole thing there. Remember that last time I flew to Sacramento, California on the return trip, which was like 6 flights for some reason, booked economy. And I'm coming back with a fella out of Denver who, he had a lot of gas.
Oh,
Fartsville. Sitting right in front of me.
Fartsville.
Hot girl and a soldier behind me.
They thought it was you.
Thought it was me. Well, they don't know. And no one knows. And I'm sitting there and it's enveloping the whole area.
But you can't help but people think that it's you.
People's going to think it's me. I'm like right next door. Like,
that's terrible.
The whole tube was full of toxic gas. And he did it like 3 times. And then I'm going, like, seriously? My inside voice is coming outside. I'm going, what the hell? What is going on? Like, and then, of course, I'm the, you know, guy acting out.
Yeah. You're the unruly passenger. Where's the air marshal?
So overall, your experience in L.A. and Vegas, besides losing your keys and thing and your money and your towing and going back to LAX and getting spilt on and whatever. And Cassie spurned you and the thing and the roller coaster of love and just didn't work out.
At the end of the day, sunburn and everything, I made enough money on the slots to enjoy myself and I still came home with some. Like I thought when I went in, I was like, oh, I'm going to need to take some more money, more cash out at some point in time at the 6-day vacation. Nope, didn't need to.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go back. I'm going to go back and I'm going to go solo, I think.
Yeah.
Do my own thing.
Or go with me.
And we'll have fun. Or with people who can keep up.
Yeah, absolutely.
No offense.
Yeah. I'm not going to bed at midnight.
If
anyone's Vegas.
If anyone's listening.
As long as my wife's not listening, because I think
as long as my friend's not listening. I don't think he is.
You've been listening to It's a Show. It's the, we're not number one yet, but we're striving to be the number one independently produced podcast in Canada. Our new home is the Jackpot Casino. We didn't even do a tour. We got to save that for next week. I'm going to take you on a tour of the Jackpot Casino with Spark. And try and explain exactly how awesome this place is.
We should give Peter $20 and then he can go stand in the, is there a buffet here?
Every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
See? And it's Sunday.
$9.95
Okay.
All I know is that I smelled Chinese food down there. And I was like, oh, man.
The memorabilia downstairs is incredible.
Oh, like, we're going to spend all month.
Superstar just memorabilia.
Going down there, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Lots to look forward to. Thanks for joining us. Peter will return.
I heard.
His voice is still too high to talk on the podcast, so it's coming down slowly but surely. And G Fark, I'm sure, will be checking in on the episode at some point.
After his Boys to Men concert.
No, New Kids on the Block.
Right.
Right. God bless and be good, not because you always want to, but because you really should. We'll see you in 7, and don't forget to find us on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, on Facebook at It's a Show Podcast, and the new website, Sparky.
What website?
It's coming soon, right? It's coming very soon.
Heads up. All right.
It's cool, guys. Hurry on.
Big show, boys.
I may have to change my shorts.